that has some visitors arriving. Are any of you expecting visitors to be with you or family returning in the next few days or have already returned or come to visit? Anyone else? Yeah, a few of us. Karen and I were excited last night because our daughter got home for the holidays yesterday. It's great to have her home for 3 whole weeks this time, which is a pretty long visit for her. And we were so relieved, actually, because she was driving all alone on the highway, and it took her over 12 hours to drive all the way from Houston, B.C., which is about 2 hours west of, in good weather, it's 2 hours west of Prince George. And she drove through, well, thankfully she has good snow tires, but she drove through snow to start with, and then she told us that it was really, really heavy slush, and then torrential rain, all kinds of BC weather. And even though she has good snow tires, of course we worried, right? It's a long way to drive all alone. It wasn't the original plan. She was supposed to drive down with a friend to share the driving, but that fell through, and of course she wanted to still come, so she came. So yeah, we were worried. But she checked in with us, she texted us along the way, and she made it safe and sound. So we're relieved and happy. In fact, the minute she walked in, we instantly went from worry to joy, right? Two emotions that are truly opposite, worry and joy. Worry derives from fear. And it's really the opposite of joy. It's the illusion that we might somehow prevent whatever we're afraid what would happen. We were worried that she would run into trouble on the road, an accident or something. And we worried in a futile effort to have any influence over whether that would happen or not. When we live in worry, we are not actually living in the present. We're living in a future that's unknown and fearful. Our minds keep tending that unknown and fearful future. So we worried what might happen to our daughter Aoife, and throughout the day and evening we were distracted from whatever else we were doing. When we worry, we often miss the joy of what is occurring right now. And we miss opportunities to be fully present to others with our attention and our support. Worrying about the future can rob us of our present joy. And when we are robbed of our joy, it's difficult to create more joy in the world. Now, as we consider Joseph's apparent situation, I'm sure we can sympathize with him, right? It's understandable that he would worry about Mary's pregnancy. This was utterly unexpected. Most pregnancy announcements probably conjure up both joy and worry, right? And this must have been true for Joseph as well. He already knows that Mary is pregnant when he falls asleep that night, and he's faced with a decision. They call him righteous or just or law-abiding. But it looks like he might break the law that would allow him to quietly divorce or just not marry Mary. We can tell that he loves her more than he has need for punishment. It's a great foreshadowing of grace. But something happens. Joseph chose to believe the angel messenger that things would be all right. And he chose to trust and accept his role. His willingness to stay present with Mary instead of giving in to the worry of what might happen, what others would think, that willingness was a gift to all of humanity. Matthew writes for a Jewish audience, and his connection, this connection of being a good and righteous man, and yet choosing to break the letter of the law for the sake of love, which is the true law. It's important. The first readers and listeners who heard or read this story from the Gospel of Matthew probably had never heard the story we heard last week from Luke's Gospel about Mary and her visitation from an angel. This is how Matthew's community discovered the divine purpose of that pregnancy. And our tradition includes both of those stories of Joseph and Mary receiving similar visitations, each from their own perspective, with the same message from the angel of do not be afraid. Trust and accept what God is doing with you. There are angels among us today, still bringing that message in many different forms. We heard one way that the youth group shared that message in song and by their presence. We can still hear the angels among us if we are willing to listen, if we are willing to see. And we can even become those messengers who share a word of joy in a place of worry with all the worry in our lives and in our world today. As I reflected on this story, I wanted to address the issue of how. How can we become those messengers? How can we move away from worry and anxiety and fear to enjoying the joy, the peace, the love, the hope of this story of our world? And so I want to share with you briefly three practices that I would recommend, and there are so many others, but they'll give us a hint. And I wanted to start with this blessing that those of us that were at the Advent service on Friday night at St. Albans will have heard already, but I thought it was worth sharing here as well. So we turn to this blessing by Kate Bowler. Blessed are we, God's beloved. Whether we bask in happiness of a season of opportunities or find ourselves bracing against a fresh storm of hard things. Blessed are you who are sad and sore, waiting for the next breath to come more easily. You are here and you are loved. Blessed are you who carry your joy openly in the happiness of longings fulfilled. You are here and you are loved. Welcome all. Look around. We might change places tomorrow, but for now we are all together as those who are the beloved of God. We have been looped together in the wideness of God's compassion into the kinship of the imperfect who are perfectly loved. Blessed are we, eyes wide open to the fact that there's nothing like it. This love that generates love exponentially, it doesn't detract, it only gives. Here in Advent, we see it coming, gentle as the dawn, healing as sunlight. Love that actually grows us into our truest selves. People who can love just like that. Before we get to that one, we are beloved. And holding that reality with us, remembering that each day, can help us move out of worry, away from fear, into joy. Another thing, we'll go back to the bison. I love these spiritual lessons from nature, wisdom from nature. Neil deGrasse Tyson tells us that bison are the only animal that turn into a snowstorm instead of away from it, because they instinctively know that walking into the storm will get them out of that weather quicker. Indeed, there may be a life lesson for us humans in this. Now, of course, bison have heavy coats, and they can get through that. It's an option for them. It's a good option. That metaphor may not always work for us, but it's something to consider, because we have resilience that we may not be aware of. Resilience we can call upon to get through that storm. So that's the second piece of wisdom or practice I wanted to share. And the third is another blessing. You have heard me and lots of others talk about the importance of the gift of gratitude. And many mystics in many traditions have repeatedly told us how powerful it can be to begin our day with an awareness, a blessing, a prayer of grace, of gratitude. And here's one blessing that you might find helpful, and if you do, there are copies of it on bookmarks on the tables on your way out if you would like to take it home. I bless the night that nourished my heart to set the ghosts of longing free into the flow and figure of dream that went to harvest from the dark bread for the hunger no one sees. All that is eternal in me welcomes the wonder of this day. the field of brightness it creates, offering time for each thing to arise and illuminate. I place on the altar of dawn the quiet loyalty of breath, the tent of thought where I shelter, waves of desire I am sure to, and all beauty drawn to the eye. May my mind come alive today to the invisible geography that invites me to new frontiers, to break the dead shell of yesterdays, to risk being disturbed and changed. May I have the courage today to live the life that I would love, to postpone my dream no longer, but to do at last what I came here for, and waste my heart on fear no more. Karen and I discovered this poem and that, particularly that final line, a couple of years ago, and it's become a really important mantra for us. Imagine the impact on your life if you were to remember that every morning, if you were to receive that new day in the way this blessing invites, and to remind ourselves not to waste our heart on fear anymore. Friends, there are angels among us. We ourselves are angels. We can be messengers of joy, flying in the face of fear. For God, Emmanuel, is truly with us. Amen.